Dr. Herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, July 21st, 2023. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. I don't know about you. It's been a really rough week, and I need a little bit of a rest this weekend here. Anyway, it's another very, very busy news day. We're going to try and get as much of it in as we can before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, over the last few days, we've been seeing these hearings in the House of Representatives talking about the interference in the investigation into the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden bribery scandal, as well as the weaponization of the media against the American people. And possibly as an illustration of that last one, the fake news, the corporate mainstream media, basically did not cover either of these hearings. Okay, I mean, it was just really very obvious. They absolutely do not want to go there. They don't want to touch it. ABC absolutely skipped the whole thing because it doesn't fit the narrative that Biden is a good president and we should all love him and bow down to him and so forth and so on here. Now, Kevin Brock, a former FBI Assistant Director of Intelligence under George W. Bush, told the news outlet Just the News there is enough material to warrant a full criminal investigation being opened on the current president, Joe Biden. I wish they would investigate that 2020 election. And Mr. Brock referred to an FBI memo that was made public by Senator Chuck Grassley. That's that FD 1023 form. Basically talking about this pay-to-play bribery scandal involving then-Vice President Joe Biden and an executive from Burisma, a Ukrainian gas company. And the informant told FBI agents Hunter Biden was hired by Burisma as a means to get his father, Joe Biden, to shield the company from problems. And we all know how it worked. I mean, Joe Biden even bragged on video how he'd gotten this Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating Burisma fired. And so it's out there. And Jonathan Turley, who's a law professor at George Washington University, is saying it's just getting worse day by day, and that a special counsel is definitely needed at this particular point. And, you know, this top Burisma executive felt he was pushed to pay the Bidens $5 million each for father and son. And, and then you have the FBI covering up for them. That's rather chilling here. Now, here is an interesting article. This is from the Daily Mail, and it says Hunter Biden is the ultimate white privilege guy. He could potentially face up to 10 criminal referrals, and vows the top Republican investigating President Biden and his son's business dealing, he says, far exceeds $25 million in foreign payments. And I'm sure we'd all like to see Hunter Biden get his little perp walk on the bribery and the corruption and so forth. But, you know, daddy's probably just going to pardon him anyway. And people are saying, well, you know, if Biden loses the election next year, then he can't pardon Hunter Biden. But if you will remember back during that whole Watergate scandal, When Gerald R. Ford was sworn in following Nixon's resignation, he issued a blanket pardon to all the people involved in Watergate, even those who had not yet gone to trial. So there is, unfortunately, sadly, a legal precedent for Biden simply saying, I'm going to pardon him right now. You know, stop investigating, I'm going to pardon him. So Republican calls to impeach Biden grow following the release of the FBI document detailing the bribery allegations. And it would be nice if the House of Representatives would impeach Joe Biden, but of course it would require the Senate to actually remove Joe Biden from office, and the Senate is under Democratic control, and the Democrats don't care what's right or wrong or what crimes may have been committed. It's just, you know, we're on the side of our side, and our side's the good side, and the other side is the bad side, and so forth and so on. Meanwhile, the two IRS whistleblowers who testified before the House earlier this week are getting ready to provide Congress with additional documentation substantiating their allegations. And so they're going to provide a lot more material, and at some point the House is going to have to act on it, or they're going to be damaging their own election chances next year by knowing what was going on and failing to do anything about it. And as a matter of fact, confidence in the GOP is already taking a bit of a beating because, you know, for all the talk, I mean, they're up there talking all the time about impeachment, corruption, we got to do something. They haven't actually done anything. They haven't done anything about Joe Biden. They haven't done anything about, you know, the Attorney General. They haven't done anything about the head of the FBI. It's just all talk and no action. And people are noticing it, and they're becoming very, very upset. Now, over at Zero Hedge, Victor Davis Hanson had an article called The Biden Family Caricatures, in which he says the Biden family seems determined to confirm every stereotype of their antisocial behavior to the point of dysfunctionality. And he starts off talking about how during the 2020 campaign, at least 8 women alleged that then-candidate Joe Biden had serially and improperly touched, kissed, or grabbed them. And, of course, we have all these photos of Joe Biden, you know, giving inappropriate hugs and sniffs to very, very young girls. Tara Reid alleged she was sexually assaulted by Biden. Biden, of course, said it never happened, and he didn't remember Tara Reid. But there's a photo circulating on Twitter right now of Biden and Tara Reid standing side by side and looking very friendly. Now, Biden was finally forced to apologize for some of his behavior. Basically, he said, I get it here. And he claimed he would no longer improperly invade the private space of women and had meant no harm. Okay. Now, women as diverse as former Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and Biden's own daughter-in-law, Kathleen Buell, have both alleged in their memoirs that Biden made them feel uncomfortable through his intrusive touching and embraces. And, of course, we have that ugly story that Ashley Biden wrote in her diary about when she was an adolescent. Joe Biden would take showers with her, and looking back, she considers that to have been very inappropriate. And even while president, you know, Biden will be talking to an audience, and he'll just all of a sudden call out young girls in the audience and comment on how attractive they look. Not exactly presidential decorum, in my opinion here. All right. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling on President Joe Biden and his family to submit to drug testing after cocaine was found in the West Wing of the White House in early July. Now, the Secret Service closed their investigation. They didn't talk to anybody. There are allegations they actually destroyed the evidence, and everybody is screaming cover-up, and that's why Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, let's do some drug testing. Now, there's good news and there's bad news on that. The bad news is cocaine leaves the human body in just 4 days. However, it leaves traces in the hair, which as it grows provides a timeline of drug use. And it was by this technology it was confirmed that Napoleon Bonaparte had in fact been poisoned at the time of his death. Now, the other day we had this rather interesting video of Joe Biden chatting with the Israeli president, and He actually wasn't chatting. He was more like mumbling. He was avoiding eye contact. He was looking down at himself. He looked like he was about to nod off at one point. So Fox News host Martha McCallum questioned White House spokesman John Kirby over the mumbling, saying, "Why is it so hard to understand what the president is trying to say there?" And Kirby, maintaining a straight face, said Biden had been very, very clear while making his comments. Okay. So, your pants are on fire. Anyway, there is an interesting report coming out of Station Gossip that the White House is making, installing precautions, if you will, because of Biden's old age. I presume that means additional handrails, things like that. And apparently there is a stumbling issue related to his old age, which is something, you know, Claire can identify with. And again, not wishing any harm to Joe Biden personally, I think it's wise and prudent that they're adding in these little extra precautions here. Now, getting on back to the second House hearing regarding censorship, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s feedback, despite attempts to shut him down, they wanted to censor him in the hearing on censorship. And he basically said, once you start censoring, you're on your way to dystopia and totalitarianism. Once you are able to censor public discussion, the government can get away with anything that they want to do. And that is really the danger there. And sometimes it's not being handled all that well, because recently there was a revelation that the FBI collaborated with the Ukrainian intelligence agency to censor American speech, a clear violation of the First Amendment. And the FBI was then embarrassed when it turned out the Ukrainian intelligence agency had been infiltrated by Russians, who were directing the FBI to censor commentary that was, you know, not in their benefit, so to speak here. Now, the First Amendment of the Constitution, and the reason it is the First Amendment, it's the bedrock of our political system. It's who we are as a nation. We have the Bill of Rights, freedom of speech, and so forth. It guarantees every American the right to speak his or her mind freely and without interference from the government. It is predicated on the understanding that no government official has a monopoly on the truth, and that every American is capable of evaluating competing claims and deciding for themselves what they're going to believe. Okay? So anyway, back in February, as part of its investigation into the government's role in censoring lawful speech on social media platforms, the Committee on the Judiciary issued a subpoena to Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, and Alphabet, the parent company of Google and YouTube. And documents obtained in response to those subpoenas revealed that the FBI, on behalf of this compromised Ukrainian intelligence agency, requested and in some cases directed the world's largest social media platforms to censor Americans engaging in constitutionally protected speech online. And I want to make a point here. Because, the founding fathers wrote freedom of speech and of the press, that's all there was, talking to each other or printing a newspaper. But as new technologies came along, like the telegraph and the radio and television and so forth, the Supreme Court has repeatedly said the First Amendment applies to those platforms as well. And based on that legal precedent, the First Amendment applies to discussions on the internet, on social media. And so clearly the government has broken the contract with America by basically ignoring several sections of the Bill of Rights. Now, there's an article over at Zero Hedge talking about the censor's strategy on display. And we've heard this trilogy sort of before. It's deny, deflect, defend. And despite the uproar surrounding the case, Judge Terry Doty's order in Missouri versus Biden was straightforward. It simply said government actors cannot collude with social media companies to censor content containing protected free speech. It doesn't get simpler than that. Now, unfortunately, that injunction issued by the judge has been blocked by another judge while the Missouri versus Biden case continues through the court system here. All righty. A federal judge has set the official date for the trial in the case of the classified documents that Jack Smith has brought against Donald Trump. It is set for Monday, May 20th, 2024, right in the middle of primary season. Obviously, it is another political operation. And again, you know, Trump, as president, did have the authority to declassify documents just by saying this is now declassified, and he had the right to take some of these papers for his personal memoirs, mementos, and for his library. So they don't really have a case. This is just another attempt to try and smear Donald Trump in the eyes of the public, who, according to the latest polls, are not buying any bit of this whatsoever. And now down in Georgia, they're going to throw a racketeering charge at Trump, supposedly over his attempt to influence the election down there in Georgia. Okay. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz, last Wednesday, announced he would introduce legislation to defund Special Counsel Jack Smith. And it sounds good, and the House will probably pass it, but the Senate won't. And even if the Senate does, Joe Biden will just veto it. You know, unfortunately, even though the House is under Republican control, they are still checkmated by a Democratic White House and a Democratic Senate. And the Democrats are basically attacking our democracy. Remember that comment from the hearing about, you know, the FBI and the CIA and DOJ, we're holding back, you know, we're holding democracy in check, I think was the exact quote here. And they're engaging in election interference. The U.S. Congress has the ability to stop this, and if we don't find some way to defeat the election fraud, the Democrats are going to sweep next year's elections. You know, they went into a panic when Republicans took control of the House of Representatives because they knew there were going to be investigations and hearings, and they are scared and desperate, and, you know, cornered animals are the most dangerous, as the old saying goes here. All righty. Now, Donald Trump has hinted he may skip the GOP primary debates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis disagrees with that. He should show up and make his case. He should join the debate. I absolutely agree. I think the optics of not bothering to show up for the debate is going to work against Donald Trump. Yes, he is way, way ahead in the polls, but, you know, he's done very well in past debates. Yeah, and this is a chance for him to come on out and, you know, air some of his grievances against the deep state. And he should show up. He absolutely should show up to the debates. Okay. Now, getting on back to fact checks and censorship and so forth, it only applies to certain groups, certain interests, and certain topics. Ilhan Omar went on her Twitter feed and said the Earth just broke the record for the hottest day in 120,000 years. In fact, we broke it on three separate days, and she called for a national climate emergency. Well, Twitter didn't seem to have a problem with that, even though a fact check by Community Notes said that the source for this claim is the University of Maine Climate Reanalyzer, which has added a notice making it clear it should not be taken as official observation records. And the scientific reality is that prior to about 100 years ago, okay, there was no way to keep a record of daily temperatures, certainly not 120,000 years ago. Again, if at first you don't succeed, lie again. Okay, let's talk about Sound of Freedom. There's an article over at the Truth Seeker saying that there is something terribly wrong with the media's reaction to Sound of Freedom. Now, the movie is based on the true story of an American hero who saved hundreds of children from sexual slavery. Meanwhile, Bloomberg and the Washington Post hired a pro-pedophile advocate to attack the movie and try and link it with QAnon conspiracies. And, you know, you have to ask the question, who would be opposed to ending child sex trafficking? Well, the child sex traffickers, obviously, they're going to be opposed to that. They're going to be very unhappy with that. One illustration of that is that YouTube appears to be removing content featuring or even merely reviewing the movie Sound of Freedom. Supposedly, this content violates community guidelines, you know, and they're censoring this anti-child trafficking movie. Now, former Navy SEAL and CIA contractor Sean Ryan posted screenshots of the back end of his YouTube account showing that a 2.5-minute preview video of an upcoming interview with the film's star Jim Caviezel had been removed. And YouTube has also declared the content titled Actor Jim Caviezel Unveils Dark Truth Behind the Trafficking of Children as ineligible for monetization. I know how that feels. Now, there's a little side story that just emerged. And basically, they filmed part of this movie down in Colombia. And Caviezel's wife was very concerned about, traveling to Colombia. It's very dangerous down there. So they hired 30 ex-Navy SEALs to protect the production. And it turns out during the production, some of those Navy SEALs took part in a child rescue action that rescued about 200 children from human traffickers in Colombia. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
City with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
And welcome back to the show. And Linda Carter of TV's Wonder Woman fame put out a tweet mocking sex trafficking as a conspiracy theory, then quickly tried deleting it, but not before people got it and said, yeah, come on, Linda, this is real. If it's a conspiracy theory, what did they throw Jeffrey Epstein in jail for and Ghislaine Maxwell? And Linda was making a nasty dig at Twitter, the right, and, of course, the movie Sound of Freedom, and the reaction caused her to delete it. And little personal memory here, I actually got to work briefly with Linda Carter on a movie called The Last Song, and I was an extra playing a police detective, and they shot Linda doing her lines, and then they shot my reaction to it, and for some reason when they were shooting my reaction, Linda just started giggling. I just couldn't stop giggling. Fortunately, I was able to complete the shot without reacting to it, but it just struck me as kind of odd. Anyway, getting into other news here. Today, America First Legal filed a lawsuit against the Metropolitan Government of Nashville and Davidson County for violating the Public Records Act and concealing the manifesto of Nashville school shooter Audrey Hale. And, yeah, why are they withholding it? What is in there that they don't want the public to see? Now, on April 24th of this year, plaintiff Michael Patrick Leahy of Star News Digital Media requested the Metro Nashville Police release Hale's manifesto and the autopsy report related to the brutal murder of six people at the Covenant School. The next day, the police denied releasing the manifesto, citing an allegedly ongoing criminal investigation even though the suspect had been shot dead, and denied the release of the autopsy reports for the same reason. So, they're covering something up there. Alrighty, the White House is now taking an interest in artificial intelligence, and apparently they had this confab there, and Microsoft, Google, and OpenAI are some of seven AI companies that commit to safeguards in AI at the White House request, which basically means they're going to make sure the AI fits in with the liberal agenda. And if you've worked with ChatGPT, which actually is a lot of fun, it does have a clear liberal bias built into it. All righty. Up in the state of Maine, Democratic Governor Janet Mills just vetoed a bill that was aimed at banning foreign influence in the state of Maine elections. Now, state law bans foreign nationals and companies from donating to any candidate's campaign in the state. However, they currently do not address referendums. The bill addressed this loophole, and this Democratic governor vetoed it. So, like I said, next year there's going to be a lot of election fraud. So let's talk about COVID. And apparently, science magazines, medical journals are starting to acknowledge that autoimmune disorders are linked to the COVID shots. Now, autoimmune disorders are linked to a lot of different vaccines. PMR, which I had to deal with, was linked to a Pfizer vaccine. In fact, I had a doctor one time, not the one that I actually go to, say that if you heard autoimmune in the description of any illness, 9 times out of 10, you're talking about an adverse vaccine reaction. Okay. Now, yesterday, Rand Paul moved to prosecute Anthony Fauci. He referred Fauci to the Department of Justice for prosecution for lying to Congress under the oath. Looking at how the Department of Justice is protecting the Bidens, I'm not expecting them to do anything, but it was a nice gesture on Rand Paul's part. And I'm sure this is purely a coincidence, but this morning there was a fire at the building that houses the Bowling Green office of Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, as well as a local law firm, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. Sure, I'm sure it's just a coincidence, completely coincidental here. Okay, now Pfizer and Moderna are facing legal action in Australia over their failure to obtain necessary genetically modified organism licenses in their COVID-19 vaccine. The lawsuit was filed in Australia's federal court on July 6th, accusing these pharmaceutical giants of dealing with genetically modified organisms without the required paperwork. And the court case identified as Julian Edge versus Pfizer, Australia Pty Limited, and Anor marks a milestone in the ongoing global discourse around the risks of these experimental COVID-19 vaccines and the still experimental mRNA technology, which is very, very dangerous. I mean, genetic engineering is a bigger threat to humanity than nuclear power. If you have a meltdown at Three Mile Island or Chernobyl or Fukushima, you cover it all over and you just deal with it. But if you put out a bad gene that and it breaks into the wild, it goes everywhere. And that is a problem. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay. paper a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And welcome back to our show here. And apparently, clinical trial documents suggest that Moderna skimped on autopsies and discounted serious injuries. Now, there's this 13,685-page tranche of documents related to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine clinical trials were released Tuesday, and they include details about the deaths of 16 trial participants, the prevalence of severe adverse events, and other abnormalities. Now, these documents had been submitted to the FDA as part of the licensing process for Moderna's Spikevax COVID-19 vaccine, and the documents expose an utter lack of thoroughness on how the trials were conducted. And this is all coming from Defending the Republic, a Dallas-based nonprofit that obtained the documents via a still-pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against Moderna. Now we know why the FDA wanted to wait 75 years to release all of this stuff. And so, anyway, I totally missed this the other day. 83 Republicans decided to vote with Democrats to kill an amendment that would rehire the pilots fired by their airlines for refusing to take the COVID vaccine. This is one of the stupidest things I have ever heard. The vaccinated pilots are at risk from dropping dead mid-flight. It's already happened several times. Hiring back the unvaccinated pilots would make air travel safer. Does nobody really think about what this, what they're doing here? Do they not, like, work it all the way through to the possible outcomes? It's amazing here. There's another article along the same situation here. This is from Global Research saying that, you know, forcing our military to get these vaccines actually has a negative effect on national security because these soldiers, sailors, airmen, women, whatever, you know, They could drop dead just in the middle of combat. And combat is very, very stressful, which is going to exacerbate the strain on their heart. And if their heart has already been damaged by the spike protein, you're going to have a real problem. You know, in between that and this wokeness campaign in the military, it's almost like the United States wants to lose the next war. And certainly the globalists do. Anyway, let's see. Whistleblower Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long speaks out in a meeting today set up by Senator Ron Johnson. Army Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long reported that over a month ago, she'd submitted a sworn affidavit in court warning the military of what was happening to Army personnel. And numerous soldiers and DOD civilians have told me they were sick, bedridden, debilitated, and unable to work for days to weeks after the vaccination. She also reviewed three flight crew members' medical records, all of which presented with both significant and aggressive systemic health issues. And she received word of one fatality and two ICU cases in Fort Hood. The deceased was an Army pilot who could have been flying at the time. All three pulmonary embolism events happened within 48 hours of their vaccination. Okay? I mean, that's how dangerous this stuff is. And so they want vaccinated military in the field and vaccinated pilots flying people around the country. Does not really make any sense. And I understand one reason why they don't want to acknowledge this. They're still trying to, you know, pretend that the COVID mRNA shots were safe and effective and healthy and, you know, that any concerns about harm is just part of the vast right-wing conspiracy, as Hillary would say. Now, this is a really interesting story, and you're probably going to laugh. This is coming out of the Blaze. The new director of the CDC, Mandy Cohen, wants the agency to build trust with Americans. Okay, and Dr. Cohen acknowledged the agency has lost some of the public's trust in the past few years, I might add with good reason, and she says that she intends to refocus the energy on building that trust. Well, there's an old saying, I think it's Dutch. Trust arrives on foot, but departs on horseback. It's going to take a very long time for the CDC to win back the trust of the public. The same could be said for the corporate media. The same can be said for government in general. Now, in Appleton, Wisconsin, there is a lawsuit going on, and basically, it's an issue of life or death. Should healthcare workers have the right to unilaterally and with limited liability label patients as do not resuscitate, effectively killing them under the pretense of standards of care's protocol? Now, what this is all about is the lawsuit Shara versus Ascension Health et al. And it alleges that Appleton's Ascension St. Elizabeth Hospital bears responsibility for the death of the plaintiff's daughter, Grace Shara, a 19-year-old with Down syndrome, who was killed on October 13, 2021, after medical personnel fraudulently labeled her as a DNR patient, administered a combination of lethal and unnecessary drugs, and then refused the pleas of the patient's family to perform life-saving measures such as CPR. Now, as I used to understand it, the only person who can authorize a DNR is the patient themselves in, a medical directive, last will or living will, or the immediate family. Up until now, I never heard of the staffers at a hospital being able to say, oh, let's DNR this person, just get rid of them. I mean, it's terrible. Alrighty, now UK health officials and the World Health Organization are starting to scream about this deadly virus sweeping through Europe, and of course they're talking about this Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever, and depending upon the quality of care that you get, its lethality rate goes between 10% and up to 40% of the patients who get it die. And, of course, it's a horrible death, hemorrhagic fever. You're bleeding from everywhere, your eyes, your ears, your nose, everything. And, of course, this is going to make the population reduction people quite happy. And given what we now know about the origins of COVID itself, I'm wondering if this is another, creation in a laboratory. Certainly the U.S. has been running these laboratories all over. They finally canceled funding for Wuhan, but they had all these other labs in Ukraine. Okay, let's get to the international news. And there's been an interesting phenomenon in the corporate media. They are starting to acknowledge Ukraine is losing and will have to give territorial concessions to Russia to end the war. And simply, the West can do no more, which is accurate. We're out of money, we're out of ammunition, and it's serious. Over at the Wall Street Journal, they had an article, Rapid Loss of Tanks Shocked Kiev and the West. The rapid loss of tanks and armored personnel carriers given by the West to Kiev for its armed forces counteroffensive has shocked Ukraine and its allies. Over at the Telegraph in London, the West will call on Kiev for territorial concessions to Russia. The losses suffered by the armed forces of Ukraine cast a shadow on the reputation of the Bradleys, Leopards, and other weapons systems of the NATO countries. The biggest losses in the armored units of Ukraine are caused by Russian helicopters. Actually, a lot of losses are to Russian minefields as well. And as far as the Bradley, I mean, that really didn't have a good reputation to begin with if you go back to the Pentagon Wars. All right, now, country music star Garth Brooks and his wife, singer Trisha Yearwood, went on social media to urge fans to donate money to Ukraine. This is obviously in addition to the over $110 billion, with a B, that American taxpayers have sent to Kiev. And Brooks said, we stand with Ukraine, especially the refugees. And I don't know, I think that Garth may get the Bud Light treatment for that one, because the Ukraine war is very unpopular with the American people. Now, Vladimir Putin came on out and said it's obvious that Western supporters of the Kiev regime are disappointed with the results of Ukraine's long-anticipated counteroffensive. In other words, it was a huge fizzle. In fact, Russia actually gained territory during the so-called counteroffensive. And it's a mess. It is really a flustercluck over there. Meanwhile, for the third night in a row, Russia launched massive combined missile strikes, sweeping Ukrainian ports and targets along the Black Sea coastline. They're turning Ukraine into a landlocked country. And the attack mainly involved supersonic P-800 Onyx, Iskander cabalistic missiles with air, navy, and drone support. And according to Ukrainian data, the oil tanks at two of the major oil companies were destroyed. Must have been a heck of a fire. Several law enforcement vessels were also sunk. A hotel with Western mercenaries in Nikolaev was hit by a cruise missile, and at least 50 mercenaries are reported missing from that one. Now, remember the recent attack on the Crimean Bridge? And it was reported that the attackers used a British-made underwater drone. Now we're finding out that there is a group of British military intelligence freelancers that has been working with Ukraine since April of last year, and that they are probably the ones who helped target that bridge, which took out a section of the roadway, killed two civilians, and orphaned a 14-year-old girl. And this may be another reason why Biden did not want an audit of the weapons and money going to Ukraine. The Department of Defense, Office of the Inspector General, actually ran their own study on where the weapons were going. Now, I linked to their final report from the What Really Happened website, and a lot of it is redacted. But somebody had an unredacted scan, which I also posted in the story. And basically, it's talking about the large number of weapons that were diverted from Ukraine's war effort and sold on the black market, including grenade launchers and machine guns. So that's why Biden said, no, we don't need an inspector general. We don't need an audit. Just trust us. It's all going for good reasons here. Now, people living near Poland's border with Belarus said yesterday they could hear shooting and helicopters after Russia's Wagner Group arrived to train Belarusian special forces just a few miles from the frontier, compounding their fears the Ukrainian war could reach them. And, it's serious. Meanwhile, Warsaw's increasingly hostile attitude requires more attention to ensure the security of Russia and Belarus, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. Poland has decided to deploy its military troops on the eastern border. That happened last Tuesday. So everybody is rattling their sabers just as hard as they can. All right, now, Kiev is upping the ante. They are now saying they will treat all vessels sailing toward Russia's Black Sea ports as if they are carrying military supplies, and they will be they'll be fired on, even if all they're carrying is humanitarian aid or cargo. They're basically saying, you're not going to get there. So Russia is now conducting warship drills in the Black Sea. They're going to have to form escort duty to escort these cargo ships in and out of the ports. All right. Now, there's been another incident down in Syria, and apparently one of the F-16s, flying for the U.S.-led coalition, locked onto a Russian plane with its targeting system. Okay, not just scanning with radar, but actually locking on. And, of course, Russian aircraft have got these systems which detect when they're being locked onto so they can evade. So do American planes, by the way. And, of course, the Reconciliation Center is saying, no, this is a tacky no-no to scare our flight crews like that. Down in Israel, former Shin Bet chief Nadav Argaman said that Netanyahu's judicial overhaul could actually result in an Israeli civil war. And it might. The population is definitely not in agreement with Netanyahu's plan. Meanwhile, Turkey, I guess, is still trying to play peacemaker. They're going to host Netanyahu and Abbas separately next week. They're going to be 3 days apart, and they're going to hold talks with Erdogan and exchange views on current and regional affairs. But they're not going to have Netanyahu and Abbas in the same room at the same time. Probably a wise thing to do. Down in Pakistan, their interior minister on Wednesday accused former Prime Minister Imran Khan of exposing an official secret document last year to falsely claim he was ousted from power in a plot by Washington. And the government is going to bring criminal charges against Khan over the action. And he's alleging that the former premier's abuse of an official secret document has harmed Pakistan's foreign relations. So this kind of crazy, and this is not confined to Washington, D.C. Down in India, another very ugly incident took place. India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has pledged to punish a mob after a viral video footage showed them stripping two Christian women, parading them naked around a village in the state of Manipur. This also included the gang rape of one of the women, and was done by, I guess it was Hindus. And, yeah, it's... There's a lot of religious-based violence going on, and not just in India and Pakistan. We're seeing it in Europe. You know, it's, you know, God wills it, God wills it, and they bring out the clubs here. Alrighty, now, Britain has a secret cyber unit, the National Cyber Force. It's staffed by intelligence services and the Ministry of Defense. They've been carrying out cyber operations on a daily basis against Russia and China. And according to the latest Defense Command paper, the NCF has been using covert internet and technology techniques to sow distrust, decrease morale, and weaken the abilities of the overseas adversaries. In other words, they're posting propaganda onto the social media in those other countries. Alrighty. Speaking of Great Britain, King Charles is going to receive an extra £80 million from the taxpayers, part plural, over 2 years after a recalculation of the funding formula for the sovereign grant yesterday. Now, his £86.3 million annual funding from the government will remain flat for a fourth consecutive year next year, but will be boosted by just under £40 million in both 2025 and 2026. And the 74-year-old monarch will benefit from a boom in offshore wind farms under a funding formula that pegs the sovereign grant to the equivalent of a percentage of the Crown Estate Property Empire's profits. So it's nice to be that rich and not have to work for it here. Now, good news for Nigel Farage, okay? The British bank NatWest has now apologized to Nigel Farage after a bank report was released that found he was not inclusive enough and was holding Thatcherite beliefs. In other words, his political views were the reason his accounts were closed. I guess they're going to reopen them. Or maybe Nigel's going to say, I'll take my business elsewhere. But they are backing down. We got to take a break for commercials, and we will be right back.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books,
bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show. And jumping back to COVID, I just saw a story flash by. The military is confirming there has been a 150% increase in myocarditis in the troops following the vaccination. So, yeah, there's a concern for national security there. Okay, China and Russia have kicked off their anticipated joint military exercises in the Sea of Japan. This began yesterday. Chinese state television has described the purpose as ensuring security of strategic passage at sea. Bloomberg noted of regional reporting that China and Russia are testing their joint combat capability via the exercise. There's no news as to how long this exercise will last. Okay, meanwhile, Republican members of the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party used much of their time during a hearing Thursday to accuse Biden officials of weakness for their willingness to engage with China both diplomatically and economically. So these GOP representatives, you know, are out there cheering on, you know, we've got to stand strong and we got to stand for. Well, first of all, we need a lot of what China can manufacture because we can't manufacture it anymore. We used to be a manufacturing powerhouse, but starting in the 1980s became all that offshoring, and the tax laws were changed to actually incentivize moving America's manufacturing and tech jobs overseas, and we got swindled with the so-called service economy, which is the idea that you can prosper a nation by doing each other's laundry for a fee, which didn't bring new money into the country from outside, but it did create new tax opportunities for the government. So anyway, U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said that the major multinational military training exercise launched in Australia sends a message to China that America's allies are cooperating to defend their security and democratic values. Boy, I wish we still had some of those in this country. So Talisman Sabre began in 2005 as a biennial joint exercise between the U.S. and Australia. This year, it's 13 nations and more than 30,000 military personnel taking part. Meanwhile, the House and Senate are gearing up for a fight on how much military aid to give Taiwan. I mean, we've almost bankrupted the country with all the money and weapons sent to Ukraine, which appears to have been a total waste because Ukraine is losing that war. And now they're going to turn around and say, well, we're going to start sending all your money over to Taiwan. And I think probably most Americans are getting a little bit tired of this. I mean, they're not taking care of this country. Look at all the homelessness, the drugs in the street, and failing infrastructure, and all of the money that should be going to fix our country is being lavished on all these other countries, and it's a shame. It's an absolute shame. The U.S. Africa Command yesterday said it launched an airstrike in Somalia in support of Mogadishu-based government forces that were engaged with al-Shabaab on the ground. They said they killed five of the al-Shabaab. No civilians were killed. Unfortunately, the Pentagon is notorious for undercounting civilian casualties, especially in Somalia. Now, oh, my goodness. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. So let's talk about the economic news right now. I'm looking at this article. Actually, it's a YouTube video, and it's about Disney. They're basically in panic mode. They're holding an emergency meeting. Yesterday, I reported on how Iger is getting ready to sell off Disney's linear TV assets. And investors are freaking out. Wall Street's freaking out. Disney is not the cash cow that it once was. It's been hemorrhaging money these last few years. And it's almost like they're trying to fail. And they keep pushing the woke agenda. And it is just bad for business. And their latest offerings are not going to do much better. I mean, the Snow White, who's not really Snow White, and the Seven Dwarfs, who are not Seven Dwarfs, I mean, that's not going to go over very well. You don't mess with people's traditional images of stories that they love without running the risk of alienating them. Meanwhile, wheat prices are going up as expected following the collapse of the Ukraine grain deal earlier in the week. There have been reports of panic buying. And so let's see. Prices on the European Stock Exchange jumped by 8.2% on Wednesday from the previous day. Corn rose by 5.4%. The U.S. wheat futures jumped 8.5%, marking the highest daily rise since the Russian special military operation began. And on Monday, Russia had officially notified Turkey, Ukraine, and the U.N. that it was against extending the Black Sea grain export deal. Now, the only good news is being reported by the military contractors. Lockheed Martin is out there saying, yes, global instability is driving demand, and we're gonna be raking in the dough like crazy here. And so they're predicting huge profits, war is good for the war business. Now, something else that's going to really bother Disney, okay, amazingly enough, in Oklahoma, there is a project to build a new theme park. It's a big one, about the same size as the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim, California. They're spending $2 billion on it, and it's called the American Heartland Theme Park and Resort. It's scheduled to open in 2026, and the theme is basically Americana. And they're going to have a variety of rides, live shows, family attractions, food, beverage offerings, and so forth. They're going to have 6 distinctly American lands, kind of like the lands in the Disneyland Park. They're going to have the Great Plains, Bayou Bay, Big Timber Falls, Stony Point Harbor, Liberty Village, and Electropolis. And, that is going to be something to look forward to. And let's see. Do that. All right. Getting into immigration and the border. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not issue court summonses to more than 80% of the migrants who were caught and released under Biden's parole program. just before Title 42 ended. In other words, 80% of those migrants are now wandering around inside the United States and they don't have to show up for a court date. Gee, I wonder, you know, if they'll ever think about going back home all on their own here. Now, yesterday we reported on how New York City's mayor is out there saying, we're completely full. I mean, you know, we're a sanctuary city that's tired of being treated like a sanctuary city. And apparently New York City is now distributing flyers at the border telling illegal immigrants, go someplace else. Okay, we can't take you in. I mean, they've got these illegal immigrants are sleeping on the floors of the police stations. They've filled up the hotels. And it's been an absolute disaster. And why they did not foresee this was going to be the result of saying, we are a sanctuary city. Which, by the way, that's a Title VIII violation right there. Okay, now Mexico's National Guard is escorting a new migrant caravan traveling through southern Mexico as the group makes its way up to the U.S. border. The new caravan comes when tensions continue to build in the U.S., where Texas has set up barriers on the water of the Rio Grande to deter migrants from making that dangerous Rio Grande crossing. I think you ought to toss some alligators in there as well. The caravan consists primarily of Venezuelan migrants, along with a small group of African and Haitian migrants that joined the group this week. They're trying to make their way north from the state of Chiapas, which borders Guatemala, to reach Mexico City. They will then continue their journey to the U.S. border. Meanwhile, Mexico's National Institute of Migration officers rescued 206 Central American migrants trapped in a sealed semi-tractor trailer. They had all been drugged to inhibit the urge to use a bathroom during the trip. Apparently, the drivers of the truck didn't want to have to pull over at a gas station and let them use the restroom, so they doped them up to inhibit what was going on. Okay, 512-248-8252. And let's see. Article coming on out of Breitbart, corporate media outlets are helping Democrats claim that Joe Biden has reduced the monthly inflow of illegal economic migrants. And, yeah, the corporate media is selling you another lie here. And they're just pouring over it. And I don't know what the ultimate aim of this is. Are they all going to really vote Democratic? They're not supposed to vote at all. That's the problem. Illegal immigrants are not entitled to vote in the United States elections. And obviously they're trying to change it. We have a government that absolutely ignores its own laws. It ignores the Constitution. It ignores the Bill of Rights. And that is a very, very dangerous situation. And apparently there was congressional testimony showing that the Health and Human Services are deliberately ignoring the trafficking of migrant children across the United States of America. And during a hearing before the House Homeland Security Committee, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn detailed how unaccompanied alien children were ending up in a labor trafficking pipeline, as well as sex trafficking, domestic abuse, and gang membership. So, yeah, sex trafficking is not a conspiracy theory. By the way, considering how often the conspiracy theorists have been right over the last several years, maybe it's time to start calling us the experts. All righty, up in Canada, where 230,000 Ukrainians have already moved to avoid the war, a recently disclosed internal memo from the Immigration Department says there's no limit on the number of Ukrainian war refugees that will be allowed into Canada. And Canada, you got to take a look at what's happening in New York right now. All right, 512-248-8252. And there's an article in Global Research, The Asinine Insanity of the Climate Change CO2 Hoax Killed the Cows to Save the Earth. And they're prefacing this article trying to ward off the absurd idiots who have bought hook, line, and sinker, the madness of the corporate media, the political class, the non-science scientists, the fake environmental wackos, the UN, the illegitimate IPCC, and staged marketing of the ever-pathetic rantings of Greta Thunberg about man's normal activity destroying the planet. It just is not so. See, climate on Earth changes on a regular basis. It always has. It certainly did before humans arrived. It'll go on changing after humans are gone. And, but they're still pushing this. And now they're talking about, they want to reduce the number of farms because farms are bad, for the Earth's environment. And they're talking about getting rid of the cows. Now, there are two agendas here at work, and the first one is simply, they want to make sure that, we are forced to buy these lab-grown products that are coming out of these factories even now, which are probably as dangerous as the COVID vaccines. The second agenda is a thought that Henry Kissinger had some years ago. To control nations, you control the oil. To control the people, you control the food. And so basically, if we are dependent on government or corporations for what we eat, if we're not allowed to grow our own food, then we have to do what the government tells us. Okay? Shades of Soylent Green. Now, you've probably been hearing about this group, Stop Oil Now. They like to get out in the roadway and block traffic. They got banners and stuff. They glued themselves to the roadway. That did not go very well when they tried to undo the damage. Apparently some of them got hurt. The latest outrage is these climate activists actively prevented a woman from getting to the hospital. The woman had her child. The child needed to go to the hospital. They were blocking the roadway. They would not let her through. That's just absolutely insane here. Now, back in 2015, California's was dealing with a hideous drought. Governor Jerry Brown ordered an unprecedented 25% reduction in home water use. And farmers who use the most water volunteered too to avoid deeper mandatory cuts. Brown also set a goal for the state to get half of its energy from renewable sources with climate change bearing down, the usual yada, yada, yada. But you know something? There was an obvious idea that never occurred to Jerry Brown. And that was to put solar panels over the water canals. So the sun would not hit the water. It would slow evaporation. You would have more water and you would have renewable energy. Simple idea. Why aren't they doing it? Okay. Over in Italy, probably reacting to that fiasco up in the Netherlands, the Miss Italy beauty pageant has reaffirmed its stance that they will not allow transgender women to compete. And, they're absolutely putting the foot down and saying, no, transgender men are not real women, and this is a beauty contest for women. And looking back at Miss Netherlands versus, their equivalent of Miss Congeniality, that second runner-up, to me, was a lot prettier, a lot more attractive. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I was watching part of that RFK hearing there, the censorship hearing, and what a fiasco.
They
tried to censor him. They tried to censor him at the censorship hearing, the left-crazed Democrats. But I got to tell you, that was wonderful. That was just absolutely wonderful. First of all, RFK Jr. just held up so well. The dignity that guy just showed. He's not Teddy. He's much better than Teddy. He's just a dignified man with integrity.
Well, Teddy was the runt of the litter, so that's okay.
Yeah, but I liked what he said about Teddy, that Teddy could reach across the aisle. And Teddy was like, I didn't know it, but he said of all the senators, there was more legislation under Teddy Kennedy's name than anybody else in history. And that's because
senator, no question.
Yeah, he got things done, and a lot of it I disagree with, but, he showed how you get things done, which is like not to be a total complete lunatic, like what you're seeing on the left right now. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Republicans should have been giving her their time just so that the country could see her. I mean, I thought a lot of times when I watch Republicans have hearings, it's so valuable, and that's part of the reason you're not seeing it covered too much, to see that, to the American people, to see a Debbie Wasserman Schultz and to see a Sheila Jackson Lee and to see these people, because, yeah, they, you know, like a lefty might like it, CNN watcher might, but middle America sees that kind of stuff and is horrified by what they're seeing. I mean, the Debbie Wasserman Schultz has to be like one of the most annoying, disgusting persons you can see. I mean, it just drips off her. You know, mm-hmm. It's just amazing. And I thought, you know, to have that, I mean, I got to admit, to have them talking about the fact that it's a bioweapon and to be bringing that up was just wonderful. I mean, to have them, like, try to censor Robert Kennedy, it's kind of like, what do they call it, the Streisand effect, you know? Because when I first heard about this being, like, it might be, like, the COVID and the vaccine might attack different races, you know, depending on the race, I thought, wow, but it seemed kind of obscure, and a few people mentioned it, but not in any kind of depth, you know? But this is, like, big. To have Robert F. Kennedy say it, and to have the whole, like, hearing hijacked over it, and the theatrics, and then they tried to censor a guy running for president whose, like, father was assassinated. It was just unbelievable. I mean, the talk about projecting of a message into the consciousness of the country, you couldn't ask for better. I couldn't have asked for anything better than what happened yesterday. And, you know, you can say what you want about Robert Kennedy, but let's first of all, he's against the war, you know, and that's
yes.
Something. That's really good. And I mean, I'm going to have disagreements with him about gun control, and I'm going to have disagreements with him about abortion, which are important. Don't get me wrong. But this guy is single-handedly taking some of the bravest positions of any politician I've seen in my lifetime. Let's start. The Ukraine war. Very difficult thing to come out against as a politician, you know, in a major party. How many are you seeing that are doing it? Not many.
No. Nope.
You know? And then the vaccines. You talk about a third rail political thing. They destroy people for bringing up the vaccine. And
oh, yeah.
Bring that up. And then, of course, this whole thing about the fact that it could be a race-specific bioweapon. Incredible. And then he's talking about climate change.
Okay, well, let's back up here a little bit, because Robert F. Kennedy, when he brought this up, you know, he made a point of saying, I don't know if this is deliberate or not, okay? But the ethnic bias in COVID is a well-documented fact. And as I pointed out earlier in the week, there are many illnesses that have an ethnic bias built into them, the most obvious one being sickle cell anemia, which primarily strikes people of African descent. And there are many, many others. There's an article at Wikipedia about ethnicity and disease. I forget the exact search term to find it, but I did link to it. There are a lot of illnesses that affect this ethnic group more than this other ethnic group. It's not all that uncommon.
No, and I'm not saying it is, because when you look at it, we do have different genetic codes and different receptors and different parts of our genetic code. So it makes sense that it's going to find more fertile ground. I think that what was that one SARS? It was really bad for Chinese people and Asians in particular.
Yes, it was.
But what you got to look for is, okay, now that's out. That information's out there, right? Now the information that comes next is, what was it done on purpose? That's the information that, you know, yes, sickle cell anemia isn't done on purpose. That's true. And I the other thing I'm looking for is, we know COVID is somewhat race specific or targeted groups differently, and
yes.
Some. But what about?
And
the
we
vaccine?
Know COVID was artificially created,
right? But what about the vaccine? Because I've always said COVID is like the bait, but the vaccine is the hook. I mean, the COVID was the hook, but the vaccine is the fish. That was the thing. The vaccine is the bioweapon. They use COVID to get that bioweapon in us. Now I want to see statistics on the race of the severity of the injections and who they're killing. I know for a fact that certain, it seems to me that the certain batches were sent to red states and it killing a lot of people out here in Tennessee and Kentucky and Appalachian
I've heard that story. Unfortunately, I'm not able to actually document where some of those supposed bad batches went. And, of course, it's hard to get accurate information, epidemiological information about the vaccine, because it's all being hushed up. You know, but I don't want to jump to any conclusions about that. Personally, following Occam's razors, I think this was all about selling product to people who didn't really want it. It was all about the Benjamins, and it turned out to be the biggest medical goof in history since thalidomide.
Well, I'll take the other side, which is it's a part of the populationist
agenda. That's what the First Amendment is all about.
Right. But what I'm saying, that the beauty of what Robert F. Kennedy is doing is it's opening up what we're just talking about to be investigated by people that are capable of investigating it. And that's what I want to see. I've always said,
I want to see that too. Anyway, I'm going to have to let you go here. We got to take a break for commercials. 512-248-8252, and we'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Democrats want to regulate the Supreme Court. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. So Democrat lawmakers want to regulate the Supreme Court, a separate and equal branch of government. As a constitutional originalist, I take issue with this concept as a whole, but as a human being with a little common sense, I take issue with the particulars. The U.S. Constitution gave Congress the authority to establish any necessary courts beneath the Supreme Court, but that's where congressional authority ends. The Senate Judiciary's Subcommittee on Federal Courts Oversight, Agency Action, and Federal Rights wants to mandate that justices recuse themselves if they have a financial connection to the case. Using that same logic, no member of Congress should ever be allowed to vote on any bill that they have a financial connection to. But if that were to happen, then how would Congress maintain their ability to become millionaires at a rate over 10 times higher than the rest of the population? Congress, regulate yourselves effectively, then maybe we can talk about allowing you to assume power over the only branch of government that ever keeps you in check at all. And if you own firearms, you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market, according to Pew Pew Tactical, and save 10% with the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Until next time, see this Hashem Parabellum.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran
welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Destin in New Jersey. Hello, Destin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, how the heck is the weather over there? It's been wretched here in Jersey, man, in Jersey, and for the last couple of days. It's humid, man.
Yeah, it's kind of humid around here as well, but we've got, you know, light scattered clouds and, you know, clear skies. At least that Canadian smoke is not blowing over us again.
Every time it rains, I run outside, I go, woohoo, just to cool myself down, you know. Mike, first of all, I'm going to respond to the Title VIII thing. Title VIII is as a roll of toilet paper when you live in the belly of the beast, the United States of Empire. It means nothing in the empire. You know we're an empire, guys. Mike, you know we're an empire.
Title VIII, yeah, unfortunately, yes.
And that's, and also, Mike, that amusement park that's open in Americana.
Yep.
Now, to talk about the Civil War, how that was a consolidation of power, which was
I have no idea what they're planning on doing with the park. It just sounds like a Disneyland for Americans, as opposed to the current Disneyland, which seems targeting, you know, groomers and various other weird Californians.
Well, you know why I'm saying that, Mike? Because remember, the Civil War. Okay, guys, the Civil War was the subjugation of the states for empire. That was the first beginning of the United States Empire, subjugating the states into the consolidation of power for Washington, D.C.
Yes,
right?
That's true.
Okay, Mike, so...
All you need to do is look at the amendments that were passed immediately after the end of the Civil War.
Look what we did to the Native Americans, man. Jeez, I mean, I keep going back to what the West did, the collective West, right? This attitude of just, you know, I look at, like, the EU and NATO and the United States, you know, the 15%, not the 85% of the rest of the world, just the 15%, how arrogant and ignorant we really are, man. It's been like that for a long time, but it's really shown now, right? I mean, you can support America, right? But, I mean, We're stuck in it, though. Like, the people of Europe is stuck in it, no matter what they complain to farmers and stuff. They're stuck in the, with the political class, the cosmopolitan class making the rules, right? Nobody, you really can't do anything about it unless you have, like, some Lancet 3s, Hornet-E's, and some SU-57s, right? You really can't do anything about it, man. Like, I don't know, Mike, I mean, you know I'm Ukrainian, I say that. I support the war. I support Russia because it's an existential threat to them. And believe it or not, guys, this is about empire and neoliberalism, which is the flavor of the day for the empire. Now, Mike, did you see the new Lancet 53? It's called Project 53. They come out in swarms. Did you see that video?
I haven't seen the video, but I've heard about it.
Yeah, they actually are launched either in a tube of... There's four tubes in a block or a single tube. They come out and they can be launched in swarms. Mike, they look like something from Star Wars. You got to look up Project 53. And also with Ukraine, you know, Mike, in the month of June, they lost 26,000 guys killed. That's not wounded.
Yeah, I heard.
And in
July, they're just grabbing young men off the streets of Kiev and sending them to the front line without any training, which means their life expectancy can be clocked with an egg timer.
Mike, did you see the funeral for the 16-year-old kid? Joe Biden's 80, guys. Our political class, Europe's political class, how old are they? They're all in their 60s, right? A 16-year-old kid was buried in Ukraine fighting for this crap. And how many more was not shown? You know, but Mike, in July, 13,000 already. What's today? Is it today the 20th?
It's the 21st.
13,000 Ukrainian soldiers are dead. That's not counting wounded. It's three times more. Okay? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people for a bunch of old people. Oh, it's a war with rich old people. I won't say
rich old people send poor young people off to do the fighting. And I'm not on Ukraine's side. I'm not really on Russia's side. I want the wars to stop. They are costing us too much in blood and treasure. And, you know, I'm a champion of the concept of peace through commerce, that we just do business with each other. You know, we make stuff that we sell to them. They make stuff that we buy. You know, why is that model no longer acceptable in geopolitics?
Because the collective West wants to rule Bartertown, Mike. There's no multiple people ruling Bartertown. Well, remember Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Yeah, Tina Turner, remember? The little guy? Who run Bartertown? You know who. Remember the little midget? It was Master Blaster.
I remember that movie vividly. I enjoyed it greatly. And,
But that's about it, man. Yeah, I'm so aggravated. I mean, like, oh, by the way, Mike, the best tank is the T-90M because I've been seeing some more videos of just the Bradley and the Leopards just getting knocked out like nothing.
Okay, Dustin, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you to finish this tank story after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be
And welcome back to our show here. We're finishing up with Dustin in New Jersey, and you were talking about tanks.
Yeah, Mike, you know, there's a rumor that the British were, they told the Ukrainians to pull the Challengers back because they don't want, because that's a very cherished tank to the British, you know, political class. They don't want to see it burning on videos.
Well, so you know, actually, it would wreck foreign sales, you know, and, you know, this is the real world, real war condition test of a lot of these weapon systems. And, you know, if they're not doing well, then they're going to be much harder to sell. Certainly, Germany's very worried about the fate of their Leopard tanks.
Oh, the A6, yeah. I mean, Mike, Rheinmetall actually makes a lot of ammunition too. it's a big company.
They're going to need it.
Isn't it pathetic though? That's all the West got going for it. It's building weapons. Tells you something. Don't worry about the roads and like people
and,
like living in
cargo
boxes.
They don't even build good ones anymore.
Yeah, well, it's over.
You know, they're bloated. Over-featured pieces of junk, you know, a heated cup holder and all that kind of stuff, and it's all built under cost-plus contracts.
Well, you know why, Mike? Because they're built on profit. Russian weapons are built on, let's be honest, killing people, destroying vehicles. That's it.
The other countries, the military providers are there to provide decent weapons. Here in the United States, the military-industrial complex, it's all about the money. And, you know, it's produced some really disastrous products in the past.
Mike, I don't know, a lot of people don't know this. The Ministry of Defense in Russia actually has security cameras watching manufacturing going on in the military manufacturing plants. They have actually cameras to have access to that. Over here, I bet you they don't, because they don't want to see what's going on, because it's all about profit, right? That's it.
Yeah, it's all about the profit here. Anyway, listen, we got
Hi,
a bunch of callers on the line.
How about going?
Yeah. What?
Have a good one.
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
Right, bye-bye.
We're going to go to Guy in Arizona. Hello, Guy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, let's see here. First of all, it's 116 degrees here in Phoenix, and my car said 122.
It's not quite that bad here. It's let's see. It's about it's 81.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds a lot better. Anyway, I heard you talking about Ted Kennedy. I don't know if you ever heard this. I haven't heard this for a while, but I remember hearing that when Nixon was in trouble and he was trying to do a health care package and he was trying to get Ted Kennedy to do it, and he said, nope, we're not going to wait. Then I heard he also did that with Jimmy Carter. When Jimmy Carter was trying to get his second term going, Ted Kennedy also put the kiboshes on a national health plan, too. So I don't know if it's good or bad, but. I just throw that out. So, but anyway, I was talking about information, misinformation, mistaken information, and disinformation, where they purposely try and deceive you. I just saw Anderson Cooper talking with Cornel West. Cornel West was trying to get a point across that it wasn't completely unprovoked with Russia going into Ukraine, and Anderson Cooper kept going over and over and just wouldn't let him talk. And then I was also thinking about Leslie Stahl. I don't know if you remember that, with when Trump was talking and then she going, Trump, you can't say this is 60 Minutes. That's the Hunter Biden is for sure misinformation. And it's very strange that the regular media, you know, that's why, you know, you have a show. Because we all want to know what really happened and we all smell rats. And they definitely like to disinform us. So, but I was also thinking that I've heard you say at least 100 times that Vince Foster is the one that got you involved with looking into this stuff and actually got you going with it. But for me,
yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of the bulletproof George Washington story.
No, I have not.
Okay, so the bulletproof George Washington story was in when he was like in his early 20s. He was actually a colonel in the British Army. And during the French and Indian War, he was with the British. And then they were marching. He was one of like 80-some officers on horseback. And then they got ambushed by the French and Indian. And within 5 minutes, that every single officer except him was either killed or wounded so bad that he couldn't continue. And for like 2 hours, he rallied the troops. He had like two or three horses shot out from underneath him. He had bullet holes in his jersey. He had shrapnel in his hair. And he actually wrote a letter to his brother and his mother saying, on this day, Providence, which is God, protected me. And if you see I heard this in the early 90s, so right about when you were listening to this, seeing Vince Foster was alive, I was hearing this. And I told my dad this story, and he's going, like, he is a history junkie too. And he's saying, there's no way that is possible. And I said, well, let's go to this museum over here and take a look. Because for 150 years, from the 1750s to early 1900, that was the main story of the French and Indian War. And so we looked into it. So anyone, if you want to look into it, you have to find a history book before 1900 to talk about the story. And anyway, so we found an 1880 history book, and sure enough, that was in there. So
I remember hearing something about that when I was a child in New Hampshire.
Oh, okay, yeah. So maybe you heard this, but there's very few people that I've ever heard. And isn't that story a little bit better than I Cannot Tell a Lie, I Chopped Down the Cherry Tree?
Well, we know that that one was kind of made up for his political campaign.
But this one,
you know,
isn't.
Besides, look at it. You know, he's standing there with a dead cherry tree, and he's holding the axe in his hand, and he's saying, well, I cannot tell a lie. So,
but yeah, I don't know if you can look into it, but you got to. Anyway, I think I heard John Dewey in the early 20s or 30s and his group wanted to expound that from the history books, because we didn't want to have actually God doing something for our country or for George Washington. And I remember hearing that, was it the French king or president said that George Washington is the greatest man that ever lived, because they were trying to make him a king. But he said, nope, I don't want to be a king.
I
heard that.
John Adams, who got into a real fracas about what they were going to call the chief official of the land, and, I think it was Washington basically said, it's going to be just the president. You know, we don't need any glorious titles. And that went along with the Emoluments Clause in the Constitution and All Men Are Created Equal in the Declaration, which was a refutation of the concept of the nobility.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, but also, George Washington kind of set the precedent to only have two terms. And then Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided he needed more. So, didn't they make a constitution that it's only two terms now?
Yeah, it's limited to two terms, and we should have term limits on members of Congress as well. And otherwise, you know, we're being ruled by a gerontocracy. You know, people are just one step away from drooling in their shoes. Anyway, Guy, I'm going to let you go here.
Are you talking about our president?
We got a bunch of callers waiting in line. Thank you. We're going to switch over to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. First of all, I got to thinking, we all heard that phrase that came out of Klaus Schwab. If it was him, correct me if I'm wrong, but you'll have nothing and you'll be happy.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy.
You will own nothing and you'll be happy. Well, I think that's kind of like, they're actually telling us you'll own nothing and you'll like it. In other words,
that's the implied situation. But I mean, this whole, this global ledger system that the Bank of International Settlements is setting up is basically, you know, the elites will own everything and we're all going to be reduced to serfdom. Working their lands, working in their factories, and they will just give us what they think we need to live on. And it's going to be quite dystopian.
Yeah, I believe the Bank of International Settlements was set up after World War I, and it was a bank that was formed to disperse the reparations from Germany.
I'm not sure. I haven't heard that part of its history, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. It's, you know, from the start, say it's not a good change. But anyway, that's not why I called. I know you're not on the EV bandwagon, and neither am I. And it just pops in my mind here. Do you recall 2015 through 2019, there were all these auto manufacturers that were being chased after by European governments and even the EPA for excessive pollution or cheating on emissions tests through software manipulation,
yeah,
et cetera.
There was a big scandal involving Toyota, I think.
Well, it involved almost every manufacturer. Volkswagen was a big one. Fiat Chrysler was gotten to by the United States. Jeep, Opel. Opel far hard against it. Nissan. And all this, 2015, I don't think that's a coincidence. I mean, these manufacturers, you look at the standards that the EU put out at that time for nitrogen oxide. Now, if you look at, you recall back in the 60s and 70s how bad smog was in Los Angeles and other major cities?
Oh, no question. I used to live near Los Angeles. I lived out in the San Gabriel Valley.
Right. And look at it now. I mean, no one gives credit for the auto industry to cleaning up the air. As a matter of fact, I read an article on a brand-new Ferrari model that was debuted, and actually the air coming out was just as clean as the air going in. You could believe that. That's what the test showed, at least. But, there's no more smog, basically. You know, maybe in Beijing, China, where they still have a lot of two-stroke, those scooters and stuff, and they don't have hardly any restrictions, I guess, on pollution. Maybe that's changing also. But I'm looking at a chart here on Wikipedia. The EU nitrogen oxide emissions limit is like minuscule, like 0.06 or 0.07. The chart isn't graduated that small. And all the manufacturers are way above that limit. Some of them come down, Jaguar Land Rover was the best, but still couldn't meet. They set these limits so low as to force these manufacturers to basically switch to EVs. On the other side,
they've been manufacturing EVs, but they're so expensive, and there's a lack of charging ports. They can't sell them. These EVs are piling up in these giant parking lots.
You're talking about a waste. I saw a picture of a huge lot of these Volkswagen turbo diesels that were unsellable. They had to be scrapped. I mean, there must have been hundreds and hundreds of them in these lots, in these massive lots, just sitting there impounded by the European Union regulators. It's madness. And how do we stop them? I mean, I just feel so powerless. We see what's going on. I mean, they're taking kids away to chop their penises off and chop their breasts off, and these kids have no idea really what they're going to be when they grow up, and there's no reversing.
It's utter insanity. It's utter insanity. I mean, we have the rich are getting richer. They're selling us dangerous products, useless products, and basically government has joined the side of the ultra-wealthy, and they're united against ordinary people, and we can see the symptoms all around us.
Yeah, well, I hope for a change. If it starts happening, I'll jump on board. Anyway, have a good weekend.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. First and foremost, dude, I want to apologize to everybody, for my last call. I mean, I'm just really frustrated with the way that things are going. And, and I had to call, dude, because, this guy fawning over Robert Kennedy Jr. I mean, yeah, you guys got to realize one thing. At the end of the day, Robert F. Kennedy, dude, is not going to make it, dude, to the primary. They're going to screw him. And then on top of that, he's a Democrat. And I'm sorry. I don't want Democrats in power anymore. I'm done with them. They've totally, exposed who they are. They've totally showed their hand, unlike the Republican establishment who sits there and hides in the shadows and sits there, and we still got to figure out, dude, who's for America, dude, and who's a globalist traitor on that end. I mean, some of them are more obvious than others. But, at the end of the day, man, all this fawning, dude, over Robert F. Kennedy and all that stuff, man, it's all for nothing, man, dude, because realistically, at the end of the day, all of us, dude, who have gone through everything that we've gone through since 2015, all the persecution, all the punches, all the bleeding, all the rioting, the damages, all of the hatred, all of it. And how dare any of you ever want to see a Democrat to become president again? I mean, what is the matter with you people? And this is where we're at, man. You know, I'm sorry. You know, if he doesn't, you know, say, look, I'm going third party, because we gave him his platform to get noticed. He went on Fox. He went on OAN. He went on InfoWars. He went on everything, man. You know, he owes everything to us. And we're going to sit here and allow him to sit here and run as a Democrat, man. Dude, come on, dude. I mean, all these Democrats, dude, that are jumping ship, and realizing, dude, that their cause is lost, let's bury them. I mean, I'm just sick of it, man. I mean, you know, I'm on board, dude, you know, with whatever, man. In all reality, dude, you know, whether it be, you know, hook or by crook, dude, because realistically, dude, I've already completed the circle of life. I don't expect, dude, to become an old man, dude, in this country. And I don't expect, dude, to sit here and you know, smile and be cheerful for a one-party system. I mean, when you sit here and you have songs like, you know, this latest one with Jason Aldean, dude, that sits here and makes you tear up, dude, because you're getting punked by Democrats, dude, and all this spawning, dude, and all that stuff, man. He's doing what every American on our side has been doing for the last 5-6 years. And all that stuff. He ain't nothing special, man. And all that stuff. I mean, you know, in all reality, yes, dude, you know, his uncle and his father got killed and all that stuff. But they were Democrats, dude. They were a part of a corrupt system, a mob-based corrupt system, Ziocon system, the whole bitty, man. I mean, you know, and all I really look forward to, you know, Robert F. Kennedy for, man, is just for some comic relief, dude, on Biden, dude, and to sit here and rub it in Democrats' faces. I don't want them to win. I don't want them to win at all. And the very idea, if he can't come out third party, heck no, man. That's all I have to say, man. You guys have a nice weekend.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And let me just add as a postscript that given a choice, I'd prefer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over Joe Biden. Anyway, let's go to Kelly in Bastrop, Texas. Hello, Kelly. We're going to skip the last break. What's on your mind?
Well, Marco, I see you work yourself into another ladder over the non-issue here. Here's the truth. The Democrats don't want Robert Kennedy either. I think the man has courage enough and the integrity enough to stand out and say what needs to be said. Democrats and to a nice cross section of Republicans and independents. I've been a Republican voter all my adult life. I've never voted for a Democrat, but I'm seriously thinking about voting or supporting Robert Kennedy here for several reasons. One, Republicans really don't have, they've got one person out there, Donald Trump. He's a very flawed character right now, and with all the baggage he's carrying, I'm not sure whether he can actually make it through the election. Democrats, on the other hand, really have, if you take Robert Kennedy out of the picture, and they really don't want him, have no one. No one. No one.
Oh, they're pushing Gavin Newsom.
They still have no one. Gavin Newsom is a moron. He's as big a moron as his Aunt Nancy Pelosi. And as I listen to these people talk, it seems that Robert Kennedy is the only one who's really manifests any significant degree of common sense. He reminds me in many ways Well, he reminds me in many ways of Tulsi Gabbard, whom I admire greatly. And I think that I'm attracted to people like Kennedy and Gabbard at this point in my life because I'm sick of dealing with these perennial politicians who plant themselves in Washington, D.C. and never get anything done except to enrich themselves. You know, I was absolutely appalled at what I saw in that hearing the other day with Democrats ganging up on Kennedy like hyenas. And they did the same thing to the whistleblowers the day before. Marco, would you disavow the testimony of those two whistleblowers because they're both Democrats? No, I don't think you would.
Well, you know, to respond to what you were saying earlier about voting one way all your life, throughout my voting life, I tend to vote the issues and I vote the people. I'm not really big on party loyalty because that tends to get in the way of objective analysis of what's going on with the actual campaigns. But like most people my age, I'm very disappointed that we keep voting back and forth and back and forth, and, you know, we get a lot of nice promises, and we wind up with wars and debt and deterioration in the country. And
I remember hearing Kennedy say recently that the problem we have is that we're too aligned with parties.
Yeah, I agree with him on that one.
Especially,
the Democrats, they push party loyalty because, you know, their ideas don't really stand up to careful critical examination.
Mm-hmm. I know. It was clear when I heard especially the testimony of the two whistleblowers. There's a young congressman from Austin, the Austin area, Greg Kassar. He's an idiot. He grew up and he's young and this is his first. He spent some years on the Austin City Council, and now he's been elected to House of Representatives. Well, it was Kassar's turn to talk, and I listened, you know, to round after round after round of these whistleblowers just laying waste everything that the Democrats were trying to defend. And here comes Kassar in, and he says, well, it's clear that the Democrats are the only people here who have any respect for the truth.
The Democrats on that committee, they didn't so much ask questions as they made speeches here. Anyway, Kelly, we're getting close to the end of the show. I got a couple more calls I need to get to.
Okay.
And I want to have a comment. We know that corporate media is trying to bury these hearings. So please make a point of finding these videos and finding these stories and sharing them everywhere you can, whether it's on social media or your email list. I'm sure a lot of Americans are already aware of what happened in the Congress, and they're keenly aware that this is being buried by the controlled corporate media. So thank you for the call. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, yeah, Mike, I'll make it quick. Have a nice weekend here coming up. And you and Kelly cheer up, man. They're putting a Disney World right off Route 66 right between you guys in Indiana and Texas. You guys are very lucky you're getting a Disney World. I mean, Heartland Disney. Right there on Route 66, old Route 66. They're spending $2-3 billion on the new project they're building. There we go, Disney. Isn't that something? Woke joke imbeciles. But anyway, let's go back. And then that guy that called Don. Don, you know what? You can go on the History Channel and you can see the whole episode of Washington. And they show that scene where he got all the lead in his hair and all that in his jacket, the rounds in his blue coat. They already have that. But, you know, Mike, there's another story about Washington. I don't have time to really tell it. But, you know, Washington was down by the Potomac. He was on his hands and knees praying, and these three redcoats came up on him, and they had musket balls ready to blow into his head. And he was looking like a little wimp, and he's, like, praying. And I guess he's, like, chanting. And so they looked at him and said, ah, this guy's already broken. They didn't know who was Washington, so they took the muskets, and they returned him, and they laughed. They thought he was going to go crazy. He's a nutcase. That's another story that's out there about Washington. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
No, I never heard that one.
Yeah, George Washington, George Washington could have been the king. There's no question about that, but he refused. So here, Mike, here's another thing. I want to get back to, you're talking about the hearings, Mike. I watched them. It was the most unbelievable thing I ever saw. Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz and this guy, Goldman, telling Kennedy, use the word Ashkenazi. He used the word Ashkenazi, and these two schmuckers on the Democratic Party went nuts. Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz is the same woman at the Trump rally that has 14-year-old girls, like five of them, holding FUCK signs on Donald Trump. If Donald Trump were to do that, it would be all over the massive main media, okay? Donald Trump
has
little 14-year-old girls. And Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz has the audacity, that freak show. That is a freak show from this Florida. She's in the Condo Canyon, they call it, the Condo Canyon area. She's getting all these old schmucks to vote for a Democrat.
Okay, Tom, I hate to do this to you, but the music is playing. The show is over. Thank you very much for the phone call. My apologies to the one caller we did not get to. Anyway, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Mike Gaddy is taking the microphone tonight. please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to support us in these very, very hard times. Have a safe, fun weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America.
Yep. Liberty weeps. We must take America back, folks. And welcome to Republic Broadcasting Network and the National Intelligence Report for Friday, the 21st day of July in the year of 2023. And before we jump into today's program, I would just like to encourage all of you to go to republicbroadcasting.org and hit the donate button or call in. You can make donations that way. Folks, if we're going to take America back, we have to have free speech. We have to be able to reach other people. We have to be able to take them the truth as opposed to the government psyop lies. And so please help us to the best of